Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's going on, everyone? Jenna Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling this Wednesday morning. Well, the Eagles, of course, gearing up for the Tennessee Titans. They'll do so without Gardner Johnson. We'll get into the Malcolm Jenkins situation more. Some new audio on Malcolm. We'll get to that on the situation. Flyers win. Seltzer, I don't know if it requires a breaking news sounder. John, I don't know if it's a holiday miracle, but ladies and gentlemen, the Philadelphia Flyers, they have won a game. Speaking of a game, 76ers with an intriguing, that's right, Sixers an intriguing game tonight against the Cavs, a good Cavs team. We'll get into that. Team USA, congratulations, advancing in the round of 16 in the World Cup with the victory yesterday, despite John rooting for Iran, which I still can't believe. I'm going to spread that rumor.
That's so awful.
If I that rumor, I might go to Twitter. Richie was rooting for Iran.
Breaking news.
Exactly right.
Sources.
Exactly. Hey, look, all of it with
they
you.
They got banged up.
Well, they did.
Right? It was a fun game to watch.
That guy took one for the team there, Johnny.
Pulisic.
Yeah. All right, so look, 2-1-5-5. And the Fairfield goalie. The Fairfield Stags finally have a famous alum, and it is the goalie for the Team USA squad. God bless that guy. Our first famous person in the history of my college.
What a thrilling day for
Fairfield. It is. By the way, I need my school to embrace it more. I haven't seen an email sent out yet. Come on. Tell the alumni we got a famous
guy. You'd think they'd be all over
that,
man.
You really would think that. All right, 215-592-9494.
Kind of rangy.
He hasn't given up a goal other than a penalty kick. So good for that guy. Hello, John.
He was doing high.
Oh, by the way, is the sun going to come out? Did the sun forget to exist today?
Apparently not today, no.
This is the grayest day of the year. Everywhere
apparently it's all day,
it's gray. Everything's gray. Hello, John.
Hello, Joe. 1923,
yes.
Q-tips were invented. And they were called, not Q-tips, they were called baby gays. Then they were called Q-tip baby gays, and then they finally became Q-tips.
And then people stuck them in the ear, and then people said, don't stick them in the ear because it'll just put the wax further in, apparently. Got to go in very delicately is apparently the thing.
Otherwise, yeah, I don't use them.
You can puncture the ear a lot. I don't use them either.
I don't use them, and then I end up having to go to get the wax taken out of my
ear. I use them, and I've never had the issues that you guys have had. I've only had that once. I've never had it.
Well, I haven't had the issue. I've just been told by people, don't do it.
You might have the issue. Yeah, I've never had
But I have the waxed ears.
That's my point. I've never had any wax issues, period.
About once a year, I got to get the wax out. All right, let's get to it here, John, because, you know, a lot of conversation yesterday about the birds, as there always is, especially in the fall. And, you know, I'd made the assertion, and I believe that the Eagles are the most criticized great regular season team I've ever seen in Philly sports. And there's no doubt in my mind that's true. But I will say the criticisms that have come in, while I think it's been over the top, they are not a perfect team. There is no guarantee they're going to win the Super Bowl. I mean, we just saw the Phils get to the World Series but lose. That happens. And I want to draw out today, and curious from everyone at 215-592-9494, with all the talk of some concern and all that, what is it for people? Let's drill down today that concerns you the most on the Birds. Obviously, they have, I would say, a great team. Obviously, they're going to make the playoffs. By the way, they have a chance to clinch a playoff spot this Sunday, which is really, really, really amazing. But there certainly are areas that we should be concerned about. The standard to try to win the Super Bowl is very tough. The Eagles don't have – I saw it the other day. I forget what it is. It's below a 20% chance to win the Super Bowl. There's a lot of teams that are going to make the playoffs. You know, it's not like they have a spectacular chance from an odds standpoint. They're in the mix. I think they have a great shot. But even when you have a great shot, you might only have a 15% chance. What could hold them back? John, I want to hear from you and everyone today at 215-592-9494. biggest area of concern with the birds going all the way, John Ritchie, is what?
The run defense. And I hate to sound like a broken record.
And I continue to disagree with you on that. I continue to disagree.
I was sort of a fixed record after the Colts performance, after Ndamukong Suh and Linval Joseph went out there and played really well. But then I felt as though last week against the Packers, it reared its ugly head again. And we were extremely fortunate that they did not have that the game script didn't allow them to run the ball more. Now, the rest of our team is so great. We're so great in so many ways. It all works together, and that helps our cause. It helps our run defense because the offense is so potent. We put points up, and then teams can't run it the way they'd probably like to. But A.J. Dillon getting 8 carries against us, we're fortunate. We're really fortunate because A.J. Dillon, 8 carries for 64 yards, didn't look like we had a good plan to stop him. And Aaron Jones, only 12 carries in that game. When I look at our schedule for the rest of the season, especially this week,
yep,
the run defense is at a premium. Our opponents will focus on hitting us where we're weakest, and I believe that's the run defense. I think the Titans are going to run the heck out of the football. I think the New York Giants, who we play twice with Saquon Barkley, will have a plan to keep it on the ground. The Bears, by that point in time, Justin Fields, if he's back,
right,
I think they'll run the ball. We know that the Cowboys with Ezekiel Elliott and Tony Pollard, they know what they can do with that tandem of backs. And the Saints also. I mean, they can tote it on the ground. I am worried that this is our Achilles heel. It has not been capitalized upon except once. We're 10-1. The game that we lost was because the Commanders controlled the tempo of that game. They didn't get in a hole to where they could not run it.
Yep.
And they were effective at minimizing our greatness. So the run defense is by far the biggest worry.
Yeah, so I'll say this. And John's been saying this for a couple weeks. I disagree entirely. A couple things. First of all, Jordan Davis will eventually be back. And you do have the two new guys inside. And I just don't think stopping the run is as important in pro football as it used to be. Like, I'll tell you this. To me, the number one thing that stands out, and I have felt this way the whole year, meaning once Jalen Hurts established himself pretty early as someone I believe in, and my focus went off of him to other areas of the team, to me, the number one thing that stands out that could prevent the Eagles from going all the way is, and this, of course, is other than injury. Guys, we all get it. 15 guys get hurt. If 4 guys get hurt, it could derail things. Other than injury, because that can always be the thing. To me, the number one thing is pass rush. I just don't see it from the Eagles' defensive line. And we just know enough about the way Jonathan Gannon schemes stuff up that he's not going to send extra players often. You're going to get the occasional blitz, but it's really infrequent. So it really comes down to the front 4 guys having to get home. And by the way, let's remember who they will probably face in the Super Bowl if they get there. It will probably be Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs, who will probably pass the ball 50 times in that game. You have to be able to get to the quarterback. I heard years ago, Bill Walsh, it was a few years before he died, I heard him talk about the most important thing in football is the quarterback, and the second most important thing in football is on defense being able to get to the quarterback. And I know, guys, and this might be a surprise to people, the Eagles actually ranked pretty high in sacks this year. But it doesn't, to me,
they're tied for third.
Doesn't pass the eye test.
Tied for third in the
John,
NFL with 36.
So much of that was the Carson Wentz game. Yeah. That was 9 sacks because Carson held the ball and held the ball and held the ball. Like, that was 9 sacks in one game. So their ranking to me is an aberration. When I say to myself, does the pass rush pass the eye test? My answer is no. And I'll put it this way, John.
Robert Quinn does not.
He doesn't. Like, guys, think of it this way. Who is the Eagles' best pass rusher?
I think it's Hassan Reddick.
I think it is Hassan Reddick, but he has, you know, it's not like he's at the same clip as a little bit earlier in the year. Then you're going to get to Josh Sweat.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, like Robert, look, to me, it wasn't lost on me that the moves Howie Roseman made before the trade deadline, he made obviously the 2 signings of the defensive tackles, and that was free agent signings after the deadline. But it was Robert Quinn. He brought in Robert Quinn. And Robert Quinn, like, when you think back to 2017, The Eagles in 2017, when they won the Super Bowl, they were coming at you in waves. Chris Long was a backup.
Sure were.
Chris Long was a backup.
And
Chris,
they weren't blitzing.
They weren't blitzing. And Chris Long completely changed the NFC Championship game when he hit Case Keenum's arm and Patrick Robinson got that ball and ran it back. Like, it changed the whole thing. And I just don't see that with this team. Robert Quinn's letting them down, obviously. So, look, I know there's a lot
he had
of ways.
11 snaps in this last
game. I mean, you just obviously they don't trust him. And look, I even think back to last year's Super Bowl, right? Cincinnati and the Rams. How did the game end? The game ended literally on the last play of meaning before a victory formation, take a knee. The game ended with Aaron Donald having a pass rush that prevented Joe Burrow from being able to do what he wanted to do on fourth down. That was how the game ended. And I just don't see that from the Eagles' pass rush. Now, I'm not saying they can't win the Super Bowl. I'm not saying we shouldn't be high on the birds. But I just – that is, for me, my biggest worry. I want to hear from everyone, 215-592-9494. Seltzer, what's number one? What is the number one things people should have on their list for what concerns you?
Yeah, it's still special teams. It's clear to me. And, I get your concerns here. The run defense does worry me. I'm not saying I'm not totally not concerned about that. I'm not concerned about the pass rush like you are. I actually think they've been
You think they pass the eye test?
Yeah, I do. I think Hassan Reddick's really good. He's fast. He gets to the quarterback. He makes plays back there. I think that ultimately they'll be all right there. The special teams, look, all I'm concerned about is winning big games, because I believe this team is going to get the one seed. I believe they're a very good team, and I believe they're going to be a lot better when they get Dallas Goedert and Avante Maddox back. I think that will really matter for this team, and that's going to happen for the biggest of games. I'm worried about the razor margins. I'm worried about beating the best teams in the league in the biggest of spots. And tiny little things can lose those games. Yeah. It's a game of inches. And these special teams are so bad that it just feels to me that in the end, when we look back, if this season doesn't go the way we wanted it to, we're going to be like, of course.
Look, it could get them in a big spot. There's no question about it. 215-592-9494. This team, what concerns you the most? Obviously, they have a great squad. Obviously, to James's point, the Eagles are going to play in big games in January. Hopefully February. It's a matter of whether they win them or not and what could prevent that from happening. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. We're going to get into the Phils today with the offseason, the winter meetings up ahead, and a lot of other topics as well, including the 76ers tonight against the Cavs. It's all here today. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.